calling. He said, well, it's my brother I'm trying to call, and you don't sound like my brother. He said, I'll try to get the operator again. 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know who it was. So I suppose I probably had a quick call from Boston on my telephone bill. But it was,
you don't have to pay for that, though. You ought to, you can call the business office free. Call the operator. They'll give you the business office in Montpelier free, and they'll take it off. I sent a telegram that was supposed to cost $2, and the phone bill came, and it was $22. So I called up, and I said, if they had told me it was $22, I wouldn't have sent it. I said, I asked. I said, how much is it? And it was 10 words, and it was $2. So it turned out that they have a computer. And all the telegrams that were sent that month that should have cost $2, computer made $2.
Yeah.
So she said, well, we'll take it off.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what this was all about.
That one in the morning. Yeah, I know what you mean. When the phone rings, I think something's wrong.
It scared me, you know, because I thought, well, somebody probably, you know, saw it or hurt or something, you know, calling at that time in the morning. The only thing we can think of, it might be the Carey boy that's friends of his that come up here in Massachusetts. He's in Boston General Hospital. And come to think of it, his voice sounded like him. The only thing we could think of, he might have been, you know, be able to get out around somewhere, and he might have been some buyer or something because he drinks awful. And maybe, you know, he thought, just got in, said he wanted to call here and talk to him or something. But it's funny, he wouldn't talk to me because, I mean, he's been here and everything, and always talks, you know.
You met him out here, the fellow with the lame, might have had the sore on his leg.
Oh, he's in the hospital now?
Yeah. Yeah, they sent him to Boston General Hospital.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they'll do something there for him, or else they won't let him out, one or the other.
Is it Massachusetts General Hospital?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the finest hospital in the world, they say.
Yeah, I guess it is.
That's what his father said when they was up here deer hunting they've done. So.
Oh, I hope so. Because if they can straighten out his leg, they'll do it there.
Yeah.
Well, they claim he can't do nothing to it because he won't leave the drink alone.
He'll have to do something pretty quick, or he'll have to take it off or something.
Well, that's what we concluded. It might possibly have been him, and, you know, because they let him home on weekends and things. And maybe, you know, he might have possibly that night been out somewhere around town, you know, or something. Just get it in his head. He wants to call him.
Well, I remember 1965, we got a call at 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. and we'd just taken my sister to the airplane to go to Chicago. And the fellow who was supposed to meet her plane called up to tell us the plane had crashed. And that's the type of, whenever I hear the phone, mm-hmm. especially late, I figure someone got killed.
Yeah. Well,
they
were me too, or something, you know, cause
Suzanne's father, who's had a lot of heart trouble, whenever the phone rings and it's from Oregon, I figure something's happened to him.
Yeah,
you would.
They got back all right from the trip out here?
Yeah, they got back fine. Everyone's trying to get him to sell his business,
yeah.
and he won't sell it.
Well, I don't blame him for that. He's better off. Keep it doing something.
Yeah, that's what he said, and I tend to agree with it. He, as long as he has, as you say, when his time comes, it'll come, but he'll be busy and he enjoys work.
Yeah, sure.
Sitting home, what would 10 empty years be to 5 busy ones?
Yeah, he wouldn't live no time at all, be quit. A lot of people quit at 62, 65, and sit right back, don't do anything, haven't got any interest in anything. They don't live a great while. A year or two. They keep got interest in something, keep it going. A lot better for them.
Oh, I know. I think that's right. I mean, if you were healthy, you could keep the farm and keep some stock and live to 100. As long as you would enjoy it, it would be worth it.
Yeah, yeah, all right. For is making any money. I don't make no money, but just something to do, that's all. I don't know if anybody's making any money now, are they? A lot of money changes hands, but I don't think it's very much sticking anywhere.
Well, it's like you say, the big operators.
Yeah.
Someone who has 100 or 200 dairy cows, who's paid off his mortgage and who's paid off all of his equipment.
Yeah.
The milk bill is pretty high.
And then he turns right around and sells the whole damn thing. I can't understand that. Big young farmers, they've got anywhere from 5-6 tractors and all equipment and everything. You hear them going out of business every day. I can't understand that. If there's any profit in it or anything, they ought to be able to do well.
The milk check every month can be pretty big.
Yeah. The trouble is probably just the same as it was years ago. Yeah, you try to buy too much with the milk check. A milk check can't buy new cars and refrigerators and everything. A milk check, years ago, they used to figure the milk check supported the family if the cows was doing well. And now they expect they're going to buy new cars and everything, and they can't do it. People want too much today.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's what the whole energy thing is about.
Yep. I think that people really want too much. What do you think of this about people buying coal from Poland and having it sent over here?
Didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's down here in Massachusetts. One concern is buying so many tons of coal from Poland and having it shipped over here. They can't even get coal right here in their own country.
Because it burns with smoke that they don't allow, is that it, or?
No, they just won't take on any new customers. They don't think that they can mine coal enough to keep them going.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poland.
That's going some. I think that if the truth was really known, people right here in their own country are too damn lazy to work. When Canadians come in here and start getting ready to mine, why couldn't people, Americans right here, do the same thing? Why do they have to sell out Canadians, Japanese, and different foreign people to start up business right here in their own country? Kind of looks so if they're too damn lazy to get out and help themselves.
Yeah, I read that in the paper. Canadian firm.
Yep.
Well, I think before it's through, this energy thing, people won't want as much.
Well,
turn it all around.
They won't be able to get as much. There's a few will have plenty. And other people won't have enough. I believe this gasoline business is more of a fraud, and it really is a shortage. I think it's an idea to boost the prices. Because they tell about ships and the harbors, and they're paying so much a day for that ship to stay there with a load of oil and no place to unload it. How do you figure that? And they're short of all that stuff, a claim they're short. And there still is no place to unload that.
Yeah. Well, they claim they don't, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense.
It don't make sense to me, of course I ain't too bright anyway, but That don't make sense.
They claim they don't have refineries enough.
Yeah.
If that's so, they could build them. I mean.
Yes, and they shouldn't leave it up to some foreign bunch to build them either, not here in this country.
It's true, because then you can't count on it.
No.
They can pull out whenever they want. It's like with, it's like the Arab boycott.
That's right.
But, well,
it's hard to understand it, anyway.
Yeah, I watched, I never did, but I watched the news at 7 regularly now on TV.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, every single story they tell about is hard to figure.
Yeah. Don't it make you mad as hell, some of it?
Sure. Sure.
You can't help it. But there's just no sense to it.
Which news do you watch?
Usually on 3.
What time? 6 or 7?
Yeah, it starts in at 6. And sometimes I watch it through to about 6:30. And then sometimes if I'm in here, I watch it from 7 on.
Walter Cronkite?
Yeah.
That's, I watch him.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of it make you mad as hell, and some of it is sense to it.
I'd like to come over one day in the winter when there's nothing else to do.
Sure.
And film you watching the news. We come around 4, and we set up a few lights, and turn on TV regulars at 6 or whenever you do. And film some of that.
Yeah.
Would that be all right, you think?
Sure. Sure, that's all right.
I have a list of about 200 things I want to do. I figure if we get another 10 done, then I'll have the whole movie.
Yeah.
Sugaring and getting some wood out of the... Sugaring could be a big part of it,
yeah,
I think, because that's something nobody's seen.
Yeah, you could get some nice pictures in sugaring.
Sugaring and bring some cordwood out with the horses. And watching the news once. I've realized how important that TV can be sometimes. We watch the news every night. I watch it religiously. Suzanne doesn't understand, but I bet as soon as there's a lot of snow out,
yeah,
she'll be watching.
Yeah, she probably will. That'd be a lot of comfort to her when she can't get to town or something.
Yeah.
That's the way with me. If I didn't have my TV days, you know, when the snow gets deep and...
It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
If she didn't have a TV, by God, I couldn't live with her. That ain't no fooling either. she got the new one last fall. She's enjoyed that. Well, I enjoy it just as much as she does. I watch it a lot.
You get a better picture than we do.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what ails us.
Yeah.
Gordon Toller got the other half of our bunny ears in yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to take it back down to change it.
Is he just slow as ever?
Yeah, he sure is.
Slow? My God, man.
Yeah, he's slow.
He's a good fella, now. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, it took 6 months. July? Well, July is 5 months.
Yeah.
5 months to get the bunny ears.
Yeah.
On order.
Used to be an old fella by the name of Frank O'Brien down there. He used to call him Obie. You ever know Obie? He was down in the nursing home. He was quite a big fella. And he took a radio down to Gordon. And he got me to go down with him. He was going to pick it up. It had been in there 6 months, and he hadn't touched it. Obie says, well, when you get it fixed, let me know. He says, I'll pay you. Well, I guess Obie never lived long enough to ever get it back.
We've been I've been trying to figure out how to connect our electric generator into the wiring in the house. We wanted that, the Earl's, we got fixed, we got back to him, and I guess you lost your power the other night for a couple hours?
Yeah.
Well, Earl milks his cows now with that generator he has.
He didn't sell his cows?
Oh, you mean those 18 for 9,000?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't heard where he sold them now.
Picked them up, but he sure has some that he's still milking.
Yeah.
And he just plugs it in and cranks it over. And it runs the barn lights and the automatic milker and the cooler on the bulk tank.
Yeah.
So I have that little one, and which we used when we built the house, because, of course, they brought, Washington Electric brought the wires in 2 months after they promised, so we couldn't run the skill saws. And we bought that thing. And when our power goes off, we lose the oil heat, which won't work. So there's a way to wire it in, and Preston's supposed to come up in with a special switch. And then all I have to do is go ahead and start it in the woodshed, because it seems that you have to have a special switch from keeping the power from the generator go out onto the lines. Because if they're out trying to fix them, you can electrocute them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're putting your electricity from a generator into their wires during a power outage, when they're up on the wires trying to find the cause. So there's some fancy switch that keeps the power going into the house. $8, so he said he'd order me one.
Yeah, that's something I wouldn't fool around with much if I didn't know much about it. I don't know anything about it, so I don't fool with it.
Yeah, you know, I called Preston, and he knew just what it was, because he just installed one.
Just same as anybody with a TV. If they don't know anything about it, they better let it alone. Because you can get in there in the power business, and you can get electrocuted.
Especially the color ones.
Yeah.
Well, all of them. But they say that the color one, Gordon Tuller told me, you can take the plug out of the wall, and you can still get electrocuted.
Yeah.
Because it stores in the picture tube a whole lot of electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
My brother bought his first TV off Gordon. And I think he came over here to fix it once. And he was here 6 or 7 hours. And the damn thing didn't run any better after he left than it did when he come.
Mm-hmm.
A very slow man.
Yeah.
It's something he's picked up himself.
Yeah, correspondence school.
But he's trying to make a living. He's a good fellow.
Listen, before I turn this off, you have any dreams you want to tell me about?
I have all kinds of dreams, but I can't remember them after I get up.
Uh-huh.
I dream like hell through the night, but no, I haven't anything I can remember.
He was dreaming something last night, because I woke him up and he was pounding the bed last night. Because I don't know what he was dreaming about.
Getting crazy, I guess.
I heard him pounding on the bed and I spoke to him.
I had a dandy one time. It's the time that I had high blood pressure, and I went to the doctor. And that night, I got dreaming, going across this canyon, and there was a big heavy bridge across this canyon, and it had vines underneath it to hold it up. And I and my wife was going across that bridge, and one of the vines snapped, and I told her just to keep right in the middle, and she wouldn't go down through. I'd see she got across all right. And I woke up and I was hanging on to the bottom of the bed and hanging on to her at the same time. Well, I guess we got across the bridge. I don't know how it did work, but I was holding on the bottom of the bed to keep the vines from going down through. We were going across that bridge. Boy, that was a long ways across there. And you get up in the morning, and you're just tired you was when you went to bed.
Sure, because your muscles are working.
Yeah.
It's like really going through that experience.
Yeah. Oh, it was perfect. You could see everything. You could see them vines snap off, you know. And I must be sometime along, I'd probably seen a picture or something on something that was similar to that.
Yeah, you didn't think anything of it then, but your mind remembers it.
Yeah.
It's like a movie, just like a movie.
Yeah, everything was perfect, you know, across that damn bridge. No, I haven't had any. I can remember. I know I dream, but I don't remember what there was the next morning.
Yeah, that's pretty much like me. But I know what you mean about being, how you have a dreaming night. If it's a bad dream and you're fighting it the whole time, you don't get any rest.
No, you're just tired the next day. You're tired when you went to bed.